USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Several major corporations, like Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines, have made statements in the last few days criticizing a new elections law recently enacted in Georgia. Major League Baseball officially announced Tuesday that it would relocate its All-Star game to Denver, Colorado, out of Atlanta in a protest against the new law. But at a Tuesday press conference, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell warned corporations to stay out of politics and not to let themselves get drawn into political debates.
My warning, if you will, to corporate America is to stay out of politics. It's not what you're designed for. And don't be intimidated by the left into taking up causes that put you right in the middle of one of America's greatest political debates.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Two men on the terror watch list were captured at the southern border. Lance Pry has that story.
Customs and Border Protection is reporting U.S. border agents arrested two Yemeni men on a terror watch list in separate incidents as they crossed the U.S. border with Mexico illegally. The men arrested in January and March near a port of entry in California were on a U.S. government watch list for terrorism suspects and a no-fly list. One man, age 33, was arrested January 29th trying to enter Calexico, California. The second man, age 26, was arrested March 30th, also at the Calexico port of entry. The agency did not provide the names of the men from Yemen. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Pacific Gas and Electric has been charged in a 2019 wildfire, blaming the company's equipment with starting the Kincaid blaze. The October 2019 fire north of San Francisco destroyed nearly 400 buildings and injured six firefighters. PG&E is facing five felony and 28 misdemeanors in the fire. Prosecutors say that a PG&E tower broke in high winds, starting the blaze that took crews 15 days to contain. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
COVID-19 cases remain on the rise, with nearly half of all new cases reported coming in from just five states: Florida, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. Health officials worry that increasing numbers will lead to a fourth surge of infections. Infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University, Dr. Amesh Adalja, says the current rise in COVID cases are coming from populations that haven't been vaccinated yet. He tells CBS News that the fastest way to control a possible fourth surge in cases is to vaccinate more people.
Well, I think that now with this fourth wave, we actually have the solution at hand, because we know that putting vaccine into people is the best way to get cases down. And when you look at where cases are occurring, they're occurring in people who haven't had access to the vaccine. So as we see more people become eligible for the vaccine, we will be able to blunt the effects of this fourth wave. But our fourth wave is going to be very different than prior waves, because we've done so much in terms of vaccinating high-risk individuals, nursing home residents, that we don't really have that same linkage between cases and hospitalizations. There's been a decoupling because of how we've basically prioritized our vaccine. So that's going to be something very different from earlier waves. And I think that's something that I think we can be optimistic about, that we've sort of tamed this virus through the use of the vaccine.
And Iowa's Luka Garza has won the Wooden Award as the top player in men's college basketball. It finishes a clean sweep of the Player of the Year awards for the senior, as he also won the Oscar Robertson Trophy, the Naismith Trophy, and AP Player of the Year honors. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.